Illinois State University has already seen 273 students test positive for COVID-19. There were just 70 cases as of Friday, meaning the number of COVID-positive students tripled in just 3 days. An ISU spokesperson says about 1,500 tests have been administered on campus since the first day of classes, August 17th. ISU President Larry Dietz joins us to talk about that issue. Thanks for speaking with us.
Always a pleasure, Charlie.
What metrics will you use to decide if and whether to close the campus?
Well, we're monitoring that literally on a daily basis, and so we don't have a number per se. I think a lot of it will have to do with how many folks have tested positive, and it'll have to do with isolation capacity. We'll have to do with how many folks are hospitalized, and thankfully at this point we don't. I'm not aware of any of our individuals being hospitalized. So, it's a moving target and a complex issue that we're monitoring. So I don't have any specific, date or time. I do know that, we obviously are only in our second week of classes here. And so as individuals coming back to the campus, we're not sure how many came in who might have been asymptomatic, but could have, been carrying the virus. We're not sure how many students attended how many parties. That first weekend, we were aware of a couple of very large parties, but I think this last weekend that was curtailed considerably. And so, we're going to continue to educate students about the importance of wearing face coverings and washing their hands and avoiding large gatherings of people and doing all the social distancing and we're hoping for the best, but we're not naive. We knew that these numbers would go up and they have, and so we're monitoring it really daily.
Of those 273, how many are on campus students? Living in residence halls.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that. I can tell you that we have 24 in isolation that are positive right now. I don't know how many of those individuals are on versus off campus. Our testing also, we're only looking at the students that we've tested. Some may have gone out to the Interstate Center and gotten tested in other places, but our numbers are only for students and only the ones that we've tested at two sites, and we just started that testing a week ago today, and so we're monitoring that very carefully.
If 24 are in isolation, how much isolation space do you have?
Well, we have units that are spread throughout the housing system. The total number of beds I'm not sure of right now, but we do have places for individuals to go. Capacity is we're not anywhere close to capacity. I was told this afternoon by our planning group, but I didn't get a lot of particulars of the numbers on how many actual beds we had for that.
In the spring, many schools closed campus very early on the best advice from healthcare officials, even without cases present or known to be present. Now we know there are 273 plus. What's different in making the calculation on closing or not?
Well, I think, in the spring, and we will continue to follow the guidance of obviously the governor and the Illinois Department of Public Health and the county health department. And so, all the guidance that they're giving us, and also through the Illinois Board of Higher Education, through all of those different groups, we follow that guidance and monitor our compliance with that to make sure that we are in compliance. So I'd say that some of the difference now versus in the spring is that we have transitioned, in the spring we had to transition all of our courses into an online format. We were hopeful that we might be able to offer more face-to-face courses because a lot of our students and their families would really like us to do that. So we were pursuing in late spring and early summer. We got into the middle of the summer and realized that we had a lot more faculty that were interested in teaching either hybrid or online or combinations. And so we made that transition, and so now we only have about 20% of our courses that are offered in a face-to-face kind of format. So most are offered either online or in a hybrid way. So
right,
the number of students who are physically here on the campus taking courses face-to-face is a very small number. Even if we moved everything 100% online, I think a lot of those students are still going to be, and particularly those living off campus, are still going to be in those properties. And so I think how many students we and courses we have online may be not the most important thing. The most important thing is for students to follow the guidelines, which is, again, wearing their face coverings, socially distancing, washing their hands, avoiding large gatherings and those kinds of things. And I think they've really been doing a pretty good job of that on the campus. I think the temptation, after hours or on a weekend is probably what's shooting some of these numbers up. So I'm hopeful that, at some point those will level off and, we can get back to better numbers.
What is the current state of planning on what to do with the 20% of courses now being delivered in person?
Right now, we're continuing those. We have had some requests from some faculty who have, had particular individuals in their classes that, have tested positive, and they've wanted to move those to more of an online or hybrid format. And we're again respecting the requests of the faculty on that.
How about labs? If you do end up closing the campus, what are you going to do with those 20% labs and musical performance kinds of things?
Yeah, we'll do the same thing that we did in the spring, and that that's not the way we like to deliver instruction here, but we were able to make that transition within a week in the spring. Kudos to the faculty and to support staff and to the students for adapting to all that. So we know that we're capable of making that turn again, and we've had the summer to think about that and to develop some other strategies. Our faculty, a number of the faculty took a lot of coursework sessions in the summer from our Center for Teaching and Learning if they felt like that they had some gaps in their knowledge base about how to do the best job of offering classes online. So I think we're really better prepared as an institution to make that transition if we have to.
The FDA last week approved the saliva test developed at the U of I for broader use. That's something ISU has been watching and had hoped to use. What now?
Well, we're delighted that our colleagues at the U of I have that open to them and that it's been approved by the FDA. We're in constant communication with them, as are the other public universities in the state. And the issue is the capacity to roll that out to us quickly is somewhat limited because of the demand that they have. So we've been told that that we would be able to work with them, but probably not for another at least 6 and possibly 12 weeks before we would be able to do that. So we would be delighted to have their tests here. We are anxious to use those, and we're working toward that end. But the main thing was to get the test approved by the FDA. That happened, and congratulations to them. And we're looking forward to implementing that as soon as we can here.
Would you use U of I-based labs, or would you develop your own lab capacity somewhere since the U of I is making it open source?
Yeah, that's something that we're talking back and forth. Our staff are talking to their staff about this. There are pros and cons to both, but we have the capabilities to have the labs here. So I think that probably would be our preference. But again, that's we're anxious to do business however we can do business to make sure that it's a quality test that we're implementing here in the best way that will benefit our students.
So in 6 to 12 weeks, when it's ripe and ready, how much will you test and how often?
Again, kind of open to discussion on that. The good news is that the cost of the test would be reduced dramatically, and that's another figure that's we're still negotiating with them on, but it won't be anywhere near the price that we're paying right now. So the potential to offer more frequent testing is there, and we would like to follow that. So I know that they're trying to test everybody over there a couple of times a week, and that's a huge volume for them, but they have that capacity. We don't have the capacity right now to do much beyond what we've got right now, but we would be anxious to up that number.
Illinois State University President Larry Dietz, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.